Welcome to New American Radio, a series exploring new territories for the art of radio.
In its 10 years as a weekly national series from 1987 to 1998, New American Radio commissioned and distributed over 300 original works. Conceptual new drama, associational documentary, language explorations, sonic meditations, environmental compositions, musical explorations, and works that pioneer new dimensions in acoustic space. Wave Farm is thrilled to partner with New American Radio to ensure these works remain available to listeners today and into the future. New American Radio was organized by Helen Thorington, executive producer, and Regina Beyer, associate producer. A special thanks to both Helen Thorington and Joanne Green for their generous support and collaboration in this partnership. Thank you for listening.
In the upcoming work by Jackie Apple, The Garden Planet Revisited, past and present history resonate through the ruins of the future as American astronaut Captain Charlie, a paragon of late 20th century man, hurtles through time and space, abandoned and alone, on a mission without end.
Captain Charlie. How about Charlie?
Charlie.
I don't know.
He's one of the best.
This would be his fifth station assignment.
Captain Charlie.
He's pushing it.
Has he shown any unusual signs of stress?
Charlie.
Some indications of Syndrome 3.
Where are you,
last debriefing, he talked about a crack across the face of America opening into a chasm.
Uh-huh. What else?
Charlie.
He said he saw tall trees coming up by their roofs. Cities toppled.
This is Captain Charlie to Mission Control.
Continents appearing and disappearing. Planetary axis shift, that sort of thing.
Calling Mission Control.
Yeah, well, that might have been a minor hydrazine leak.
Do you read me?
Anyway, some of the science theory boys around here don't find that to be so far-fetched. Especially the guys pushing the Island 3 concept.
Listen, this is a top-priority mission. We can't afford any problems.
I wouldn't worry about it. The guy's got a flawless record.
Okay, you got it. Captain Charlie, Station 23.
This is Captain Charlie, NASA Station 23, L5 Orbit. Calling Mission Control. Come in, Mission Control. There seems to be a malfunction. You're not coming in, Mission Control. Mission Control? This is Captain Charlie. This is Captain Charlie. Mission Control, do you read me? Do you read me? This is Captain Charlie. This is Captain Charlie.
Perfectly set dinner tables, eating partridge.
Meanwhile, on the eastern borders of the old civilization. Cities and countries hovered on the brink. It was cold, so cold. There was a shortage of food and no fuel. Shops without goods, worthless money.
People in rooms sitting on cushions, chanting with closed eyes.
Meanwhile, the stockpiles for annihilation grew large.
Rumors, towers of tinted glass.
Meanwhile,
scriptwriters
spoke of the
action options
had already begun.
Of stations for destruction
without expectations,
and stations
streets
for survival.
Scientist.
And more
I refused to cooperate.
Unstable.
It was a question of ethics.
There
I did not agree with their plans or their visions for a new world. New? It was intolerable.
It began
barbaric beyond all redemption.
To get colder.
They couldn't convince me otherwise.
And colder.
I was, of course, left behind.
Winters grew longer. There were extreme
rumors. There are tales of real estate transactions,
torrential rains,
relocations, disappearances, tales of aborted projects, catastrophes, and then great black silence.
Forces. The sun's action.
Well, he could be anywhere, you know, out of state, out of body, out of mind.
The gravity.
I might have gone to colonize Planet 3 to think.
Changes in the distribution of the Earth's mass.
No one seems to know anything more than rumor.
There were volcanic eruptions.
Or then again, perhaps it happened like this.
Fissures.
He went out to get a pack of cigarettes. Stopped for a beer and met this man at the bar.
The western coast.
You know how that can be.
Moved eastward.
He forgot to go home.
The Imperial Valley.
But that was weeks ago, you say.
The city of the century sank.
And now the city has shifted.
Changes in the orbital geometry.
I sent a letter of inquiry.
Are caused by the gravitational pull.
It was returned. Stamped whereabouts unknown. No forwarding address.
They were all lined up.
That was before the city had shifted.
On the other side of the sun.
Rumors. Rumors.
The earth
what we
cracked.
Acts of expediency.
And trembled. The great vertical city split in two.
It is said that the chemical bank had fallen into the hands of other map makers.
Merged into a vast
construction and development.
Sea.
Monitoring systems for drainage
there
was their objective.
Migrations,
not alchemy.
Military controls. Legions of the lost.
According to the
caravans camped in the ruins.
A man left the house one day.
A shift in
and without a pair of
the rotational poles.
He simply vanished.
Massive accumulations.
The man who attempted to find him by retracing the steps.
Jolted the spin.
Followed the same course.
The wobble increased.
He became what he pursued.
Until it exceeded the equilibrium point. The spin unstable.
All the cities shifted.
The earth tumbled over in
space.
Some
to the right, some to the left.
The sun appeared
the cities
fixed
of desire,
in the sky.
And the cities of despair.
The city of buried angels vanished.
My name is Captain Charlie. I'm an American. This is NASA Station 23, located at a point on the moon's orbit called L5. L5 is a stable region at one of the Trojan points in which any object with correct initial location and velocity would remain forever, given no change in Earth or moon orbits. This station's orbit is 500,000 miles on an 89-day cycle. My mission assignment was for one orbit, but that was a long time ago, and I don't know how long.
Can you see, Charlie? I can't remember.
My name is Captain Charlie. NASA Station 23. L5 orbit. The transport shuttle makes one stop each orbit. But it didn't come back. It never came back. And no one answers. My name is Captain Charlie. I'm an American. NASA Station 23, L5 orbit. Is there anyone out there? They lied to me. There are things they never explained. About the stations? About the Red Planet Colonization Project? About...
One lie is a lie. Two lies are still a lie. Three lies? Three lies are politics.
Die Politik ist immer eine organisierte Lüge.
Huh? Hindsight is very easy, you know. You forget. All the reigning ideologies have become obsolete.
Christus, Marx, Walt Disney?
What were we supposed to do? There was no work, no jobs.
Der Fortschritt ist ein Schritt auf den Untergang zu.
A very dangerous situation.
Die Revolution im wahrsten Sinne ist etwas Unmögliches.
Bad enough to have all those professional vagrants.
Die Arbeit wird sie befreien.
Those people who call themselves artists, writers, French philosophers, social anthropologists.
Die Unterdrückung tut ihnen
gut. Buddhists, vegetarians, levitators. Discordians, ontological gorillas, whatever.
Das Glück ist eine
Nothing
veraltete
to do,
Idee.
Sit around, thinking and talking, dreaming up God knows what.
Alle Rebellen der Geschichte waren erst einmal Aussteiger.
But to have almost half the population as well, left with unattended leisure time,
Sie sind
workers without work,
sozialer Schlafwandler.
A disenchanted bourgeoisie.
Sie fressen sich fett mit ihrer Genussideologie.
The possibility of those people lying around contemplating the state of things. Ach, it would be disastrous.
Konsum und Tod, Gewalt und Genuss?
You know, you should try to be more objective, more rational about it, less emotional, less sentimental. In an advanced society, the real purpose of progress in technology is to make more sophisticated and efficient sacrifices to the gods.
Sie sterben und sie sterben
Try
und sie
to
sterben.
Understand the difference. If you kill one man because you want his money, or because he had sex with your wife, or because he's a nigger or faggot, or maybe just for the fun of it, you are a murderer, a criminal in the eyes of society, yes? But if you eliminate a million, or maybe 10 million at one time, that is another matter. You are not a criminal, you are a head of state making a minor evolutionary adjustment in order to preserve the system.
Schuld oder Unschuld? Sie sterben
so,
und sie sterben und sie sterben.
What is 10 million? One way or another for the higher good. You have to make a choice between the fruit or the fruit flies. Salvation through sacrifice.
Fruchtfliege, Scheißfliege. Wir hocken auf einem Scheißhaufen und lecken uns ab.
You think my ideas are barbaric, but you do not understand. You see, the emperor is first the fantasy of his subjects, and then very soon he becomes the reality.
Der Hirte ist irr, die Herde demoralisiert, der Staat ist für nichts und für niemanden verantwortlich. Selbst die Götter haben uns verlassen.
God has promised me something, just as surely as he's promised it to Joseph. The miracles will be attached to this ministry based upon God's word. One of these days, mass miracles will hit this church and hit this television audience. But the beginning point's going to come right here where the embryo and the cauldron mixes.
I never asked any questions.
That was a very long time ago. Remember, Charlie, the cities shifted. You saw the planet turn.
Murder dreamers turn into assassins. Murder dreamers.
What do the numbers mean? Something that multiplies, divides, integrates, differentiates, sets the right coordinates, determines the path. Which leads where? What does it add up to? I wanted the things that make it good. I had the right stuff, they said. She always wore this perfume that reminded me of ripe peaches and summer nights. There was never enough time. I never loved her, she said, or at least not the way she wanted. We weren't trained to emote. We were trained to repress emotions, the messy ones, the ones that get in the way. Nothing must interfere with our work, with getting the job done. There is no room for error. Get the right answers by asking the right questions. The principle of local causes fails. The world is not the way it appears to be. There is no such thing as separate parts. Maybe the names of things are wrong. We are a wounded species, she said, struggling to remember something we already know and have forgotten. We are like amnesiacs, building memorial monuments, the same record played over and over. It was gray and damp outside. The sky was yellow. The air was close and humid. We learn to be resilient, which is learning to deflect, she said. You take it as part of the way things are. You blot it out. She pulled the trigger 6 times. The gun wasn't loaded. We cannot assume an objective reality apart from our experience. It began to rain. She was wearing a purple shirt. The shutters rattled. She turned the record over. How could anything have been any different?
Charlie.
What do the numbers mean? A description of the statistical behavior of systems? Then what is the true nature of our world? The world. Massacres, camps, processions of death. History is irrefutable. The bird was lying at the edge of the surf, belly up. It was dead. No one paid any attention. The city was enveloped in a blanket of haze, and a languor filled the air. And beyond the mountains, in the desert, something invisible, not locatable. The principle of local causes fails, and the idea that events are autonomous happenings is an illusion. Every spring, there were white calla lilies in the garden. According to Owens Valley Radio Observatory, 3 quasars in a galaxy are moving faster than the speed of light. And if there is a non-local phase lock over space-like intervals, a superluminal transference of information, messages without signals, Sarah,
The Garden Planet Revisited was written, directed, and produced by Jackie Apple. This presentation is a remix of the original one-hour work from 1982. Mixed by Jackie Apple and Glenn Nishida. The Garden Planet Revisited was made possible with grants from the National Endowment for the Arts and the New York State Council on the Arts.